This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Program that outperforms the other medical shows that are on the air, which is kind of a cool thing. There are hundreds of stations. Excuse me. Where the heck did that come from, Ken? You know what? We should actually explore that. Let's start out. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here in this hour of the Good Day broadcast. Good Day Health brought to you by the folks that bring you Super Beats. So, every once in a while, and the girls that are on with me, you know, I do all kinds. I have four different programs that I do. The Good Day Show, the DJ V Show, Good Day Health, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the American Family Farmer. All of these are part of my broadcast week and weekend. So, and the girls, every once in a while, I get enthused and excited about what I'm doing, even after all these years of being on the air. And you've known me well for well over a decade. You know my body. I don't mean that to sound the wrong way.
Professionally.
Because I trust you. You're one of the people. I consider you a great friend. You're a very interesting man, a very interesting character, and a very interesting man. Plus, you're an excellent, excellent doctor. And I really trust you to the point of I've sent people to you from all over the country. And I brought the people who are closest to me to you because I trust you. So that's my way of introducing a conversation about a very personal aspect. And I've said this on the air many, many times. I don't mind being the guinea pig for a demonstration that perhaps gets people who are listening to know more about me without it being too much information. I don't mind being personal. I don't want to be private, but I don't mind being personal. So every once in a while, especially when I come back on the air, I'm running into the studio and I've just had something to eat or whatever, I'll have a little bit of gas. And sometimes you can hear it on the air. Kara, you can jump in anytime you want. Sometimes you can't hear it on the air. But just then, as I was introducing you, because I just had a bunch of cherries and I had a glass of water, and I looked at the clock and I'm a little late, so I'm running into the studio. And so I said, okay, Carol, let's go. And as I'm introducing you, there's a little bit of an influx of gas. So I'm wondering what it is. I think I know what it is, but I don't think I've ever asked you point blank, using that as an example, before we get into the other medical news. People have this experience. I'm sure they do. There are probably hundreds of thousands of people who understand now what I'm talking about and have sympathy for it or have the same problem. They want to know what the heck causes it. So what causes that? It wasn't a projectile. It was just gas that comes out of my mouth as I'm talking. Why?
Swallowed air.
It's that simple.
It's that simple. Belching or burping, it's the act of expelling gas from the stomach out through the mouth. And the usual cause of this belching is because you have an inflated stomach and it's caused by swallowing air. So you're hurrying to try to get on and eating quickly.
But it happens to me often through the day. And you know me very well.
Try not to think about not swallowing air.
Try to think about it.
Yes.
Okay. I will try to think about it.
And you'll see how it'll go away.
I find myself during the course of the day, because my lifestyle has always been from the very early, when I was a kid, I lived more or less the same way as I do now. Went from one thing to the next, went from school to work, to homework, to bed, got up the next day and did the same thing. Went to college, got involved in 87 different things, worked on the radio, worked on a farm.
And if I wanted to swallow air, I would do all those things. When you eat and drink rapidly, it's almost impossible to avoid swallowing excess air.
Yeah. And I eat standing up most of the time. I don't sit down.
And when you talk, when you chew, you swallow air.
Yeah.
And when you suck on hard candy, you swallow air.
Yeah.
If there's any
I actually had a... You know what I had in my mouth at the time? I just took it out. I had a Neo 40 capsule.
So you're right. So you're the perfect.
I'm doing all the everything. Wrong things.
Exactly. And is there any carbonation in any of those beverages?
No. No, I don't drink.
Are you using a straw?
No, I'm drinking this new stuff, BAI. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I find of all of the drinks that are around now that have a little flavor to them, it's the one that seems healthiest and the one that I like.
I can't stand that
Kubachi or whatever that other stuff is that everybody.
And what's the one that you're drinking?
BAI. It's called, I think it's pronounced Bai or Bay. I don't know what it's
spelled.
BAI. If you look it up,
we'll have to look at that in the grocery store.
That's in the health food section.
Yes,
of,
I'm seeing it online.
Most of, yeah. So what's in it?
Infusion.
Yeah. Right. That, it appears to be. I'm pretty. I mean, certainly the last few years, if anything, Meredith made me very, very focused on what to buy, and
looks
she
delicious.
Went overboard. Well, I went overboard. I shouldn't say she went overboard. She's very protective of her own health, as you know, because you've examined her, and she is careful and. You know, she goes to the point of having Kubachi or whatever the hell.
Which flavor do you drink? They look very interesting.
A Bai? There's a blueberry flavor.
Brazilian blueberry?
Yeah.
Costa Rica clementine?
Yep.
Malai mango? And
yep.
Sumatra dragon fruit?
I take them. I haven't done the dragon fruit, but I've tasted all the rest of them. And they don't taste bad, like the Kubachi, whatever that stuff is.
Five calories per...
Very low on, there's no sugar in it, and so it's, but I still drink it the same way I drink everything else, fast and on the go. So I've been belching all my life. I don't know.
But it's a perfect storm of all the things, and the only thing you don't do is wear dentures or smoke.
No, I don't do either.
And that adds to belching also.
Does it really? Wow.
If the dentures are not well-fitting.
No, you know, that brings me around to something. We had on the program a guy who runs the National Institute of Health, and we were talking. I should have probably had him on when you were on, but I didn't do that. Talking about COPD and how much of an epidemic it is.
Is that the actual chief who did the genome?
Yes. Yeah.
He was just reappointed. Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised at that too, actually.
No, wow, that you had him as a guest.
Yeah. So we were talking about my mother died, and this is the reason that I get so interested in this. My mother had COPD. She died at 50. And basically what happens when you have COPD, as he explained, and I think you and I have talked about this, you're basically smothering because the stuff that builds up in your lungs, you can't get out, so you suffocate.
Exactly.
That's what happened to my mother. She had so much stuff
in her lungs. You can't exchange carbon dioxide with oxygen.
She just died, right. But it's caused by smoking. But he also brought something into it that was fascinating, and that was the genetic component of people. He said 80% of those who have COPD are having, they get it because they smoke. But the other 20% get it because there is some genetic component of life. And then I started thinking that in my family, the genetic, and I was told this a long time ago, and I had forgotten it, but it runs from male to female in my family. So I have the tendency for it, but I've never smoked, never done any drugs, never abused my body. Some would say all the dust I inhaled on the farm might be a problem, but it hasn't been. You've checked out my lungs, and they're fine. But male to female. So my mother had it. Her father had it and died from it. His mother died from it. But it's interesting as to how the age spectrum. I remember my great-grandmother, who died at the age of 88. All of my mother's family came from the coal mines and all worked in the coal mines. So that's how my grandfather got it. He got COPD from working in the coal mines. My mother got it from smoking. And I'd get it if I were abusing myself because of the genetic component of what, makes up the body's acceptance, if you will, or lack of resistance to this sort of a problem, lungs. And I wonder if you'd seen the study or you knew that there was a genetic component.
Oh, absolutely. And there's, I don't know if he talked about alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. That's been a characterized genetic disorder that when you don't have enough of this enzyme, the lungs don't work properly, and you get emphysema.
Yeah. So anyway, why did I get off onto that?
What was the reason that he was a guest?
Because this is the national something or other week. It's the National Institute of Health is trying to call attention to COPD and all the studies they've done, and especially to this genetic component, making people more aware. Is this something, I didn't ask him this because we ran into a time problem, is this something you test with blood? How do you know if you have this, if this gene is in your system? I wonder.
All of the above. I mean, you'll present with symptoms of emphysema, shortness of breath, and maybe a productive cough. And you'll get evaluated, and you'll do some genetic testing, and it'll be clear.
Yeah, but see, I now have that bronchial condition that we've talked about, and sometimes that has to be put down by, I've had it, this year I had it really badly a couple of times, and I hadn't had it for a long time, and then, but it was so bad once I had to get an antibiotic to kind of slow it down, but it doesn't, I mean, I've been breathing normally, and I've had my lungs checked, x-rayed for the first time in a long time, and there's nothing there. You know, you want to stay ahead of those things, and the more, the most important way to do it, or the best way to do it.
Genetic testing is the best way to do it. Blood tests have been used, but the genetics is the best.
So how do you get the genetic test? What do they do? Just do a DNA test on you?
Correct.
Yeah.
And the NIH is big on this.
Maybe next time I see you, we ought to do that, just for the heck of it, to stay ahead of it.
It's all not right. Cheap.
That's all right. It's what you having good. Look at last year. Remember when we went to that special place in New Hampshire to get our blood work done? It cost us $900 a piece to get the info to you. And look at what we discovered. That Lyme thing that I thought was taken care of showed up again, and all the other nuances that, you know, it's worth it. Maybe you don't have the money, but what good is life if you don't have your health? We talk about this all the time. What the hell good is it?
I would agree. I'm glad you feel that way.
So why do you... I remember people telling me, I had an assistant once at the radio station I ran in Boston, and she would talk about things that were ailing her. And I said, well, go get them checked out. Well, they don't have insurance to cover it. Hello? It's your health, for God's sakes. Dr. Ken, we continue. People who are serious about their health are focused on Superbeats. This is the Superbeats 101. Superbeats will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all-natural, non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister. And if you haven't gotten in on the Superbeats movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeets.com. Or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-767-8958 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-767-8958. Again, that's 800-767-8958.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Let's get to the bottom of how you're feeling. This is all about helping you. Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly get-together. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. And because he is a man in demand, there are a lot of different services that he offers for cardiac patients, circulatory patients, help, solutions to problems that can come about as a result of your some of it is self-inflicted and some of it isn't when it comes to heart disease and circulatory problems, but whatever. And if you just want to get a general overall body scan and figure out what's going on with your body, the way to do that is to get to Ken at 352-735-1400. I give you the number slowly because people want to write it down. Maybe you pick up the phone right now and you'll call Ken's office. Most people listening to this are listening at a time when you can call, but if you are not listening, you may be getting it because the show is available down. Don't we, Kara, we put this on our blog talk work as well, I think, don't we? TuneIn Radio. So wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on the radio or as a podcast, you can get to Ken at during business hours, 352-735-1400 at Lake Cardiology in Florida. Take the chance, take the trip. Get the information. You'll be very happy. Get, you know, some questions and you're not getting good answers. There's a second opinion here. 352-735-1400. Speaking of that, one of the things that Ken advises his patients is to get onto Superbeets, performance-enhancing veggies. Did I use that term with you the last time we talked about Superbeets, how they've now been described as performance-enhancing veggies because they're beets?
That's an upgrade.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because in this circumstance, what happens to the super beets is they're lightly processed. Super beets are grown non-GMO beets. They are then cooked and then they're dried light, they call it, the process called light drying, so the dietary nitrates are protected. So let's talk about why people spend a minute talking about why the dietary nitrates are the most important part of this veggie beet juice drink.
Well, we know from Nobel Prize winning research that we need nitric oxide, and the body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide. It's the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's used by the red blood cells as they bring oxygen from head to toe to open up the circulation so they can get in and deliver the oxygen. And the body needs these building blocks, which you just described, Doug, that helps the body make the nitric oxide. If you run out of the building blocks, you can't make the nitric oxide. The body won't function properly. It can't talk to you from head to toe with each other, and the blood vessels won't open up to let the oxygen in. So these dietary nitrates, these building blocks, the beets, excellent way to get your body the tank level up. The Neo 40 product, I recommend everybody check your level of nitric oxide with their saliva test strips. And if they're low, get their Neo 40 product to get your tank level up. And if you need that boost of energy, then the Super Beets is a big zest of nitric oxide midday instead of the caffeinated beverages.
All right, here's how you get Super Beets. You call 800-655-4183. If you trust Dr. Ken's advice, he's advising you what to do. Get the sort of input that you are going to love from these Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Again, 800-655-4183.
One category of investments is commodities. Commodities can be anything from agricultural, such as soybeans and corn, to energy to precious metals like gold and silver. If you were to be asked, what is the most valuable commodity, you might say gold, or depending on your profession, you might say oil, but I would have a different answer. I would say that your mind is the most valuable commodity, and investing in your mind is the most important thing you can do. The mind cannot stay static. Either it grows or it diminishes. It needs constant nourishment to stay sharp. A sharp mind cannot be taken in by fake news or propaganda. So read all you can, discuss things with people you trust, and most of all, reason. Currently, government cannot regulate your thoughts. Use that freedom. I'm Gary Rathbun. This has been an Economy of 1 Minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
After the hour now. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, nationally recognized award-winning cardiologist, facilitator, helpful to people all over the country. Let's get to our list of some of the things you've researched this week. News from the world of medicine. There are a couple of things connected to alcohol and drug consumption that we ought to talk about. Both of them are bad. The first one kind of confuses me a little bit, Ken, because we've heard before, depending on how you qualify alcohol consumption, wine is considered alcohol, and you hear it from any number of studies what's the thing that begins with P that's in wine?
Phenol.
It's resveratrol. So that kind of stuff is supposed to be good for us, but yet this study suggests any alcohol consumption is not good for your brain.
Right. This really does shake up the common thinking.
Yeah.
And this came out this week in the British Medical Journal, which is a very reputable medical journal. A link between heavy drinking and adverse brain health, which is what you're talking about, including dementia and degeneration of brain tissue, that is well established, already established, everyone agrees. But the news this week, Doug, is that even moderate, as you were mentioning, alcohol consumption, and that's of any kind of alcohol, is linked to a raised risk of faster decline in brain health and mental function. So compared with people who do not drink, people who drink moderately in this study show a whopping 3 times higher risk of brain atrophy. So alcohol consumption may be a modifiable risk factor for cognitive impairment, and that's thinking and remembering.
Mm-hmm. Thinking and remembering.
Cognition.
Cognition. I've never had, I don't drink, and sometimes people have said, well, have a little bit of wine because good for your brain. It sort of flies.
Wine's not good for me. The grape juice has all the goodness.
There's a kosher grape juice that I drink, that I like. It begins with a K, and now I'm trying to think of what the name of the
isn't Welch's in your backyard?
No, yeah, but I don't. I think there's too much sugar in it. This kosher grape juice, I'm going to look it up while we're talking, is something that I find at the kosher markets. I can't find it in New England. I can find it in California. So when I'm living there in the wintertime, I have it all the time, but I can't easily, for whatever the reason, seem to find it in the stores here. And I don't know, there are not as many kosher markets, and there's a lot of Jewish people where I live here as in California, so I don't know why there aren't more kosher markets, but I need to nose around that. In the meantime, let's get on to the aspect of the second part of this, if you will, drug overdosing. And how it's affecting Americans under the age of 50. I talked about this on the air the other day. It's just amazing what we are doing to ourselves. And I hold the drug companies responsible. All that damned advertising that you see on TV, here on the radio, and I know I'm sort of cutting off my nose despite my face. Newspaper ads, these, 3 pages? You go to People Magazine, and every time there's a drug, there's 3 pages of stuff on it, and that's, I think, getting people in a subliminal way to get hooked on these things. The doctors are prescribing them. Am I right?
Well, we can't generalize about all families of drugs based on what you're saying, but the specific opioid drug family, everything that you just said, I think, applies specifically to the single family of opioid drugs. And this is a huge problem, and it's a relatively recent problem. And this was brought to the attention. The Department of Justice came out with a report this week that drug overdose, Doug, is now the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50. This is amazing. And This is a change. This is something new. The ongoing opioid crisis has contributed, Doug, to the largest yearly increase in overdose deaths on record in America. And to grasp the enormity of this epidemic, this is a little bit harsh, but it's to understand this. Imagine if 3 mass shootings as deadly as the Pulse nightclub attack here in Orlando occurred 3 times every day for 365 days, then the death toll would be roughly reach that of drug overdoses in 2015.
59,000 people under the age of 50 died last year. 4,100 of them in Ohio.
And this is a new issue, and we need to do something about this. This is really a big deal.
Well, what do we do, though? So you say we need to do something. What do we do? This is America. Everybody's got a right. They're in business to advertise themselves. So how do you curb? Do we have to have the same approach we did for smoking? Cut out advertising for tobacco products, or you cut out advertising for drugs?
I think what happened here was in the late 1980s, there was a study done, and the conclusion was that these drugs were not addicting and they could be begun for severe pain and you don't have to worry. And that study seems to not be true. And that in that study changed the way doctors prescribed this family of drugs, and they became, you know, because patients come, they're in huge amount of pain, and doctors want to. That's why we go into this field. We want to conquer suffering.
I hope that most of them are that way. I think some of them are not.
Well,
they're motivated. You know, we had this conversation last time we were together about doctors getting paid for prescribing certain drugs.
That is incredibly unethical, and you can lose your license, and worse, you know, you can go to jail for all that. Uh-huh. But
you know as well as I do.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but what I think happened here was based on some studies in the late 80s published in good journals that the feeling was that we had found a wonderful way to solve the pain problem in America. And it turns out that it wasn't as simple as originally thought. And the unintended consequences have been huge, and we need to rethink this whole area. And I'm not saying to avoid this whole family of drugs, because people will go in for surgery. You know, nowadays you don't get admitted often. You have outpatient surgery. You go home, you're in terrible pain, and they give you a day or two of OxyContin. You know, you're not going to get hooked on a couple of tablets. But people have been put on these things for weeks and months thinking, oh, we'll wean you off them, and never happens. And that's where things have to change. So if you're prescribed or you're asking for opioid painkillers, you need to know so much about them, the potential consequences of them before you start them. But in some cases, they may be the right drug, but you have to use them cautiously.
Well, and then one adjunct to this, or two things come to mind. One about how science disproves science. We're always talking about science. You're talking about evidence-based medicine, and yet some of the, and I say this,
I'm talking about a poor study that got through.
I understand, but we argue a little bit about this in a respectful way, that science, this fundamental need for having evidence-based medicine.
But it doesn't mean that science is bad. It means that this was a poor performed study.
What I'm saying is some of it is
the filter.
It's like global warming. Some of the science is good and some of it's terrible.
Correct.
And so exactly. What do you believe? What you want to believe, not necessarily what's true.
Well, I try to look at, you know, if I'm being lied to, then you're going to come to wrong conclusions. But I try to look at, as a trained medical scientist, I've been taught how to read the medical literature, and I hopefully can tell what is good science and bad science.
Yes,
therein lies
the secret. Yeah, you're the secret to this. You have to be the one we trust, because the average layman is not going to
understand. And I spent 3 years in an Ivy League college learning how to read medical literature.
Read these things, yeah. And that's how confusing and complex they are.
It is. I didn't have this gene. I wasn't born with it.
I know. Okay, so then there's the other thing here before. I want to get to two other studies before we run out of time. One of the things you said about, we hope the doctors aren't doing things unethically. What I think is going on, and you can sort of understand that you and I have talked 100 times, if we've talked about it once, about what's impacting the medical community, especially people like you who have your own business, you have your own clinic, and the attack from the government on what you get paid and how you pay your bills and how you get serviced. I think in some ways it's forcing government, whether it's unintended consequences or not, but the government screwing with health care the way they have and how it's affected doctors, they may be trying to supplement their income because of how things have been chopped up by being, if you will, enticed to prescribe a certain medication and getting a little kickback from it. How do you like that for a theory?
Well, there's no doubt that providers have been looking for other revenue, other revenue streams than the traditional one of just seeing patients. But, you know, in any field, there's going to be ethical and unethical ways of doing that. And, you know, I'm not living in the fairyland to say that there are no unethical doctors, but in any field, there's good and bad. And you know, I think that if you're taking kickbacks, right now, the laws are so tight in the last 10 years that if a drug company gives money to any physician for any reason, they're supposed to publish that.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be able to find that. And, you know, if they're doing it and not publishing it, then both the provider and the drug company are in a lot of trouble.
All right. One other thing, we got about a minute here, that you and I are sometimes at odds about has to do with flu shots and vaccines in general. So there's a study this week about how flu shots are less effective, apparently, for a certain class of people, and I'd wonder why.
I thought you'd be interested in this study, so I added this. And this came out this week, Doug, in the Journal of Obesity, and it's just another good reason not to be obese. And what they discovered is it's an observation, so it's really, you know, hard to debate this, but I thought you'd be interested. Obese adults in America who get the flu vaccine, they're twice as likely to get the flu compared to healthy weight individuals who get the vaccine. Obesity, along with age, Doug, pregnancy, and certain chronic conditions, increase a person's risk of dying from the flu. So I know you're going to ask, the reason more obese patients get the flu, the impression is that the T cells, these are immune cells made famous by AIDS, but these are important immune-fighting cells which support the protection and recovery from influenza and from all the viruses. They do not function properly in obese individuals.
Wow. Isn't that something, huh? Think about that when you're deciding what to eat.
And obesity is easy to understand. The BMI, body mass index, if it's over 30, you're obese.
Yeah. It's been a heck of a lot. We only have a few seconds. A lot of negative stuff, press on flu. I'm sorry, on regular vaccines and children's vaccines lately. I don't know. There's just an onslaught of information about that. It's a subject that we ought to set aside 10, 15 minutes to talk about in another one of our visits.
Okay.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. Good Day Health Time is 12 before the hour. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In the house? Yes, there is. Back to our focus with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is an eminent cardiologist. He's brought to us by the folks that present you Super Beats. The headline this week, Ken is here to go through some of the important medical stories, and drinking milk that is not from cows has a... This becomes... Everybody listen to this. Those of you who like... what kind of soy milk and almond milk and cat milk and cat whatever else there is for non-dairy milk. What's the problem with this stuff, Ken?
Well, this is from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week. Doug, children who drink dairy alternatives like soy, almond, or rice milk are slightly shorter than their peers who drink cow's milk. This is the first study that directly compares cow milk with what you were talking about, the plant-based beverages for a physiological effect.
Well, they're not milk. The plant, this stuff's not milk.
Beverages have lower protein contents.
Yeah. They are not milk. It's just not. And the real thing, my American Family Farmer, this week focuses, for those of you who can hear it either during the week or on the weekend, our focus is on dairy because it's National Dairy Month, and the raw milk discussion versus pasteurized milk comes up, and you get back to the same old argument. But I can always prove by looking at the labels what's better for you. So we could have a three-tier comparison, Ken. Raw milk, then processed milk, and then non-milk. And you would see that although you don't have the same problems, milk sometimes leads, there's an intolerance if you have lactose problems, drinking regular milk sometimes if it's pasteurized. Raw milk will not give you the same problem. You will not have lactose intolerance with raw milk, and you won't have it with the, it's kind of like, although the people selling almond milk and coconut milk and soy milk and all the others put themselves in a league. Yeah, in a league above the muscle milk, which isn't milk either, but really they're all the same. They aren't milk. And I think there have been some people in the dairy industry that want the government to go after these people because they call themselves milk, and some people think, well, okay, if I drink this stuff, it'll be the same as drinking dairy milk without any problem. And as you see here, because there's no protein in it, the kids are shorter.
Well,
and
I think
probably other things too that
they need to be labeled probably because that is a misunderstanding, and clearly they lead to shorter kids.
All right, so here's something else that is a surprise. For those of you who exercise a lot, like me, it may not be for a very unusual reason. It may not be to the plus as much as you think it is, huh?
Well, and this is a complicated issue. This was again published this week in an Australian exercise journal called the Alimentary Pharmacology and Therapeutics Journal, but it was published, the same idea, in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, the Copenhagen study in 2015, which we can talk about another time. But what we learned this week is that intense physiological stress on the body can trigger leaky gut syndrome. Doug, it's a condition in which the gut lining weakens, resulting in the passage of germs and toxins into the bloodstream. There are other problems that can be caused by excessive exercise. You can get structural changes of the heart that can lead to abnormal heart rhythms. These can be deadly. You can also get increased cortisol levels from overtraining that can impair the immune system and interfere with bone building. Overtraining also can lead to depression, lowered motivation, insomnia, and irritability. So how can you tell if you're overtraining? Any combination of the following symptoms, Doug, may suggest that you're overtrained or in the very least in the need of some recovery time. Here's the list. I'll go through them. Lethargy, poor sleep despite being tired, aching muscles, poor workout performance, inability to complete workouts, irritability, loss of appetite, loss of libido, poor coordination, swelling of lymph nodes, and abnormal heart rate. If you're experiencing any of the above symptoms, the most important thing to do is to stop training. Your body needs time to recuperate. Listen to it. Symptoms do take days, weeks, or months sometimes to subside. Once you do feel better, it's wise to reintroduce yourself to the workout world slowly. Just listen to your body. And in the Copenhagen study, we learned that we need a total of about an hour and a half per week of running at a slow to moderate pace in three separate doses throughout the week. And any more, if you do any more running, you're not doing it for your health.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats. Order your Super Beats now. You've heard Dr. Ken extol the value and virtue of getting on the Super Beats program. 800-655-4183. Charge your life up the natural way. Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.